News, sports, information, and your favorite music. WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
It's time now for live high school basketball on WCDO. And to call all the action, here's Greg Davey.
Thank you. Good evening and welcome. It's the second season already of live high school basketball on WCDO, and we switched from saying Tri-Town High School basketball to Section 4 playoff basketball. Tonight, a boys game between the Unitico Spartans, losers of two of their last three games, both losses to Unadilla Valley, who wound up as the playoff MAC champions, Unitico the regular season MAC champions, and they're going up today against the Marathon Olympians from the IAC, and it's the first round of Class C boys sectionals. It's the 8 versus 9 seed. Traditionally, the 8 versus 9 and the 7 versus 12 lends itself to the best, most competitive basketball of the first rounds because the teams are pretty much evenly matched, and it's just a matter of seeding points as to who has the higher numbers, and in this case Unitico, because they're hosting. So we start our ball game with the Chambers and O'Hara Auto Center tip-off show on WCDO. It's brought to you by Chambers and O'Hara Auto Center, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. For all your transportation needs, including daily rentals and an expert service department, Chambers and O'Hara wishes the coaches, players, and fans of both teams the best in tonight's ball game. And our broadcast, especially Section 4 playoffs, a presentation of WCDO Sports and rights granted by Section 4. Any rebroadcast or republication of our programming without written consent of Section 4 is strictly prohibited. And the JV call-ups make for quite a full bench for Unitico and Coach Cal Locke. They will be missing their freshman, Braden Beadle, once again. Not a large roster for Marathon. They have one guy with any height of 6'4", Matt Tebby. He's a sophomore. We'll talk about Marathon and their coach Jim Holland and what they've been up to, and also, of course, Unitico, the update on them as we get ready for Section 4 first round Class C boys basketball right here on WCDO.
If you are in the market to buy a new vehicle, look no further than Chambers and O'Hara, Riverside in Sydney. With over 35 years' experience in the automotive business, Cork O'Hara offers knowledgeable, professional sales and service. And with over 100 vehicles on the lot, Chambers and O'Hara has the perfect vehicle for any budget. Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7, Riverside in Sydney. See the complete selection at chambersohara.com or call 563-4311.
What does glory taste like?
Welcome to the largest sports stage in the world here at the Olympic Winter Games.
Glory tastes bold.
He scores! Patrick Kane with his second goal of the game for Team USA.
Glory tastes miraculous.
And it's Shawnee Davis shattering another speed skating world record.
Glory tastes like 20 golden chicken McNuggets for just $5, spiced up with new habanero ranch sauce. Let's all taste glory. Prices and participation may vary.
Some prefer it hot, like hot McCafe coffee, mochas, lattes, and more from McDonald's. Some, yes, prefer it cold. McCafe smoothies and rich, creamy McCafe shakes and frappes are just the start of their thing. And everyone likes saving big during McCafe Mondays. Every Monday, get a small new McCafe chocolate-covered strawberry frappe for $1. Yep, just $1. There's something for everyone to love at McDonald's. Prices and participation may vary. A la carte only, limited time only.
Waste Recovery Enterprises in Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Bellevue Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. Waste Recovery also has bulk rock salt for the winter. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Bellevue Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
When it comes to your future, there are things that count. And at NBT Bank, what counts most to you counts to us. That's why we offer iStrive, banking for youth and young adults. iStrive's free savings, checking, and debit products help you grow your money skills from grade school to college to your first big job. So whatever future you dream of, you can count on us to help you achieve it. Stop by or visit nbtbank.com and open an account today. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
At Catskill Travel in Sydney, travel is our business. No matter what type of travel you require, you can count on us for the lowest applicable fares and best travel options. Catskill Travel specializes in exciting cruises to anywhere in the world. And we offer exceptional rates through our discount cruise affiliation. Ask about leisure cruise packages for popular destinations like Disney World, the Caribbean, and Mexico. When it's time for your next trip, see the people who know travel. Catskill Travel. Call 563-2156.
This winter, let Morabito keep life warm. Morabito Energy Products offers over 80 years of energy dependability. And today, that includes clean, efficient fuel oil and propane, even kerosene and coal. Our home heating customers can enjoy the benefits of automatic delivery, providing the reliability and affordability every family is looking for. Put the area's energy leader to work for you. This winter, call Morabito. Call 1-800-934-9480. Morabito.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station. FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
Hey, welcome back. It's Greg Davey here, topside, I guess you could say, at the Unitigo, where the crowd is now starting to form a little bit. I got here 15 minutes ago, and there was hardly a soul here, even the student section. Of course, there's no school this week, so it's going to be a little bit different. But, yeah, there are people coming up and watching and from different schools and whatnot. So it's one of the few games involving a Mid-State Athletic Conference school. We'll tell you all about that as the night goes on. We should have an update on Unadilla Valley game as they are taking on Candor at home. So that one will also have an update for you going along the way. Waiting for stats from Coach Cal Locke. I can't get my Wi-Fi in here or my iPad because they don't know the code. Everybody can run the Wi-Fi, but nobody knows the password. So I got to go get it through Athletic Director Matt Hafley. But Marathon, a very small roster, 2, 4, 6, 8, 10 people. There are two young men apparently. It looks like they might have added somebody to the roster. There's a Dan Lincoln and a Dave Lincoln. I only have a Dave Lincoln on my... Oh, no, there are two Lincolns. Okay, gotcha. And being that it's President's Week, that's pretty cool to have two Lincolns on the marathon team. They are 10-6 overall, and they have a roster that doesn't have a lot of seniors on it. Their seniors are very productive, but they are... they've got some production from their underclassmen. I'm going to have to get to know these names as well as you are. And among them, I'm looking at sophomore Ryan Tillotson. He's averaging 7.9 points a game, and he's second on the team with 23 three-pointers. First on the team in three-pointers is Zach Brandstad. He's pretty much the go-to guy, 12.9 points a game, leads the team with 24 three-pointers, shooting 60% from the foul line, a 5'9 senior. He's the guy that makes it go. I don't have rebounding. I don't have steals, assists, or any of that. They were not available, but I got points, three-pointers, and free throws. That's good enough for me. But it's a very balanced team. You got Ryan Tillotson, 7.9. Matt Tebby. Now, there's another name we're going to hear a lot tonight. 6'4 sophomore Matt Tebby is second on the team in scoring at 9.1. I'm sure he's up there in rebounds. He's also... 18 for 32 from the line, just 56%. They shoot about 60% from the line. Nobody's all that great. Dan Lincoln is 72%. And Tyler Hollerer is at 62.5%. But nobody really is low. Nobody really is high. So it's very consistent. And you look at the three-pointers. Zach Brandstad has 24. Ryan Tillotson has 23. I told you that already. Seven three-pointers made from other players, six of them by Cody Morrison. Morrison is a 5'11 senior, and one from Kyle Dan. And Kyle Dan averages less than a point a game. So he threw one up there somewhere in late in the game, probably a 5'9 junior. And so not that many guys on the marathon roster. But Unitigo, of course, smarting from two losses to Unadilla Valley. And truth be told, I think UV had the more balanced team. I didn't see the game at Unadilla Valley, but, of course, we covered the game at SUCO. And it really looked like they were the more complete team. Now, one thing to keep in mind is that one player that's in the mix for Unitigo, Braden Beadle, was not available. He's not available tonight either because of illness. They have brought up a bunch of JV guys. But if you remember, when Shane Bucci and Corbin Henry got in early foul trouble, they did not have another ball handler to bring in. They had to bring in Jared Jones, but then again, he was a starter anyway, but Jones had to carry it inside. They did not have another swing player that could hit an outside shot. Jonathan Forte did make a three-pointer, but UV had the more balanced effort, and let's face it, free throws won that game in a big way, because 13 for 16 in the second half for UV, 2 for 15 in the second half for Unitigo. You don't win championships shooting that kind of free throws. They still were within one with about 3 minutes to go. So, you know, they have that ability. So the boys' Class C tournament, just to fill in the gaps there, tonight this is the Unitigo Marathon Game 8 versus 9. The winner of this plays Elmira Notre Dame, which is the top seed at 16-1. They won the large school championship over Lansing in the IAC. Lansing is the number 5 seed. They're taking on Harpersville and hosting Harpersville right now. I don't think we're going to get a score on that. The winner of that will play Watkins Glen, the 4 seed, who got a bye at 13-4. That game will be Friday night. Newfield's the 3rd seed out of the IAC. They're also getting a bye, and because there aren't that many C schools in the tournament this year. Sydney chose not to play. BG did not play. There aren't many left. Unadilla Valley, we said, the 6th seed. They're hosting Cander. We'll get updates on that. Green is the 7th seed, hosting Spencer Van Etten. The winner of Green and Spencer Van Etten will take on another powerhouse team, Moravia, in the second round, and Moravia is the 2nd seed. MAC versus IAC, it's always a lot of fun to see back and forth who wins what, but the IAC seems to be with higher enrollment by and large. They don't have many D schools anymore. In fact, Marathon was a D school last year. We did their game with Afton. This year they're back to up to a C. They're always on the bubble, down or up. This year they're up. We're going to do their game with Sydney Girls tomorrow night, in fact. And so there's only like Southern Cayuga in Class D, I believe, for the IAC. Looking Southern Cayuga and looking down the list. Yeah, that's it. That is it. Everything else, Tri-Valley, MAC, and Delaware League. We're about 4 minutes away. We're going to take that break. When we come back, we'll have the national anthem sung by Ms. Judy Patel, and hopefully we'll have some stats for you from Unitigo. And then we'll get this party started with Ryan Carson doing the honors for the probably the last time, announcing the starting lineups tonight. He's been the student volunteer doing this for community service the last 2 years. I've never given him credit. I want to give him credit tonight. Ryan Carson will be doing the announcement of the starting lineup. So stick around. It is Section 4 Playoff Basketball on your local sports leader, WCDO.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley on Route 8 in Bainbridge proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you're a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and soft woods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light, and proudly supporting our area's local athletes.
Echo Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, Echo Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. Echo Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars. Echo Brands cheers on student athletes in every sport.
When the cold weather hits, it's hard not to think about the heating season and the cost of heating your home or business. Kurt Gardner from Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney reminds you that there are ways you can save money during the heating season. By annual cleaning and maintenance checks of your heating system, you can extend its life. Kirk also offers plumbing, electric work, and carpentry, from minor home repairs to complete remodeling of your home or business. For professional, quality work at reasonable prices, call 349-0831. That's 349-0831 for Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support the area's young athletes and wish our local teams the best of luck. Sports plays an important role in students' development into adulthood, and C.H. Landers is happy to be part of WCDO's live game coverage. C.H. Landers has been serving families in distress for over 50 years and will continue to be there for you and your family. C.H. Landers Funeral Home, located at 21 Main Street in Sydney, wishing our local teams the best of luck.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Greg Davey back at Unitigo. We're going to try that wireless mic again that we used at the Mid-State Athletic Conference. It was so great to have Sarah Norris singing in the girls' game, the BG Harpersville Girls MAC Championship, and then, of course, American Idol contestant Caitlin Jackson in the second game with UV and Unadilla Valley, or UV and Unitigo. And we'll have another great singer tonight, Judy Patel, on that wireless system. And then I just got my... Going to have to review the stats for the new printout here by Coach Cal Locke. He came up to just the last second. All right. So this will be the last game hosted by Unitigo this year, barring anything really, really crazy, but actually it won't. If they win tonight, they go out to play Elmira Notre Dame. If they win that one, then they might be able to host on an upset. So, oh, they're going to do a half-court shooting contest again at halftime. Like that, like that. All right, here comes Judy. She'll be singing our national anthem.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed as the twilight blessing him, who brought stripes and bright stars to the perilous fight. O'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly singing, and the rocket that the bombs bursting in air gave proof to the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave for the land of the free and the home of the brave.
All right, nice job with Judy. And now we'll have Ryan Carson for the final time in his high school career doing...
And now for your marathon starters. Number 10, Ryan Tillson. Number 15, Zach Brandstand. Number 23, Tyler Hollower. Number 24, Isaiah Brooks. And number 32, Matt Tebe, coached by Mr. Jim Holland.
All right, we see one number change. 25 is now 32. That's easy to figure out. He's the tallest guy on the team, Matt Tebe, 6'4 sophomore. They're in their black uniforms for away with numbers that are orange with white trim.
And now for your Unitigo starters, number 10, Kellen Kamenda. Number 14, Corbin Henry. Number 20, Tanner Winchester. Number 42, Shane Bucci. And number 44, Jared Jones, coached by Mr. Calvin Locke.
All right, I think we're good there. Thank you very much to Judy and to Ryan. We're set for tonight's game, and the student section taking a week off from school and coming out. Now they're energized over there. Unitigo in there white, as they were on Saturday, as the home team or higher seed. with the green. Thank you very much. And we'll put that away. We'll go over at halftime as much as we can. We'll go over the wrestling and bowling and indoor track and field for what they did over the week. We had a little conversation with Rob Ray this morning on the air. So, like I said, we're going to get an update for you from Unadilla Valley game as well. We'll try to keep up with that for you. Unitico's going to be going to my right. And Unitico to my left. And ready to go. We are underway from Unitico as the 8 versus 9. Right away, a three-point shot taken and by Ryan Tillotson, but in, rattled in and rattled out. Strange way to start the game. Winchester's going to drive through a double team, and he'll slice and dice for the basket. Wow, they're back in familiar surroundings, that's for sure. Tanner Winchester, leading scorer for the Spartans. They're double-teaming now. They're going to do a little bit of a different defensive look as Tillotson drives in, kicks it to the left side, and the baseline shot by number 23, Tyler Hollerer. The 5'10 senior scores to tie it at 2. First round, Class C. Commenda to Bucci back outside Winchester against a zone defense by Marathon. Inside Henry. Nice move to the hoop, but it bounced off of the back of the rim. Henry got it again, and there's a hold inside. Nice hustle by Corbin Henry, who was like Shane Bucci, just didn't get a lot of playing time because of early foul trouble. The foul's going to go on Hollerer of Marathon, his first, team's first. Just about a minute underway, tied at 2. Jones to Commenda, who fakes the 3 on the left baseline. Now it's going in. Winchester's going to, again, slice and dice to the hoop. And he goes to the left side this time and draws the foul. Foul will be on Matt Tebby of Marathon. Now, just based on height, I'd say that's the guy you want to draw attention to. And if you can get him in foul trouble, they have no replacement with his height. Tanner Winchester, a quick 5 points in this ballgame. 5-2, Spartans lead. To the right side is Tillotson. It looks like he's the point guard in this operation, giving it off to Isaiah Brooks. Brooks now inside to number 15, Zach Brandstad. He's their high scorer, 12.9 a game, and he draws the foul. So like Winchester, can take it to the rack pretty well. Foul's going to be on Kellen Commenda, who had a terrific first half against Unadilla Valley at Suco, his third year playing there. First shot is up and good. Both teams shooting about 60%, so we'll see if that's going to make a difference one to the other. Brandstad is up with two shots and makes them both. 5-4, Spartans by 1. Commenda being double-teamed a bit. Now he's around the screen, goes for the 3, right side, no, off the rim. And boy, Winchester skies from behind to get the rebound and kicked it back out. It went behind half court line and went out of bounds across from me. It'll be Marathon's ball. Good hustle by Tanner Winchester, trying to keep that ball alive. Off the miss by Commenda. Now backing in is Brandstad. He might have taken an extra step. He's still in the lane. There's a little stop and pop there by Brandstad. Missed it. Tillotson, all alone for 3, but it's off the back of the rim. Commenda chases it in the corner, tries to save it. That's a mistake. Isaiah Brooks had the ball underneath the basket. Jared Jones came over to help and commits the foul. That'll be a 2-shot. As Commenda committed the, if you go by the book, you don't want to save it in front of the other team's basket, but that's what he did. Brooks at the line, off the rim, no good. Brooks averaging 4.2 per ball game. And just 8 for 13 this year from the line, so he doesn't get there very much. He'll miss both. Bucci punched it in the air, and Winchester catches it. So here come the Spartans, way down below for Commenda. Nobody saw him leak out in front of everybody. Commenda with a basket off the long pass from Winchester, those two working so well together. Inside, there's number 23, Tyler Hollerer. His second basket of the game, quickly, 7-6. Jones against the press over half court to Henry, double team. They're trying to trap him where they can. Winchester gets away. Nice slap away by Tebby. And Winchester trying from behind to get it back. No go. Tillotson into the corner. Brooks baseline shot is spins in and out. Komenda trying to go wire to wire. No, no look pass to Winchester. Off the glass, no good. Still alive, and it's rebounded by Brooks. Quick transition now for Hollerer. Passing to the left side. Shot three-pointer by Tillotson. Missed the other number 10, Komenda. He's got it on the run. He's going to take it himself. Scoop to the hoop, and he's tripped. Two shots coming for Kellen Komenda. And the student section wakes up a bit for the Spartans. It's 7-6, Unitinga by one. 5:08 to go first quarter. That foul is called on Tyler Hollerer, and it's his second. Komenda continuing his free throw shooting woes, missing. Now in the first half, he missed two. Ed Suko, toward the end of the first half, he missed two in a row, but he got his own rebound and put it up and in, which is the equivalent of two shots made. So, but the rest of the time, collectively, Unitigo shot poorly, and Komenda misses the second one. Could have extended the lead a bit. 7-6, though, Spartans lead. Marathon up the floor. Man-to-man defense by Unitigo. Cal Locke loves to play man-to-man almost all the time. There's a shot, three-pointer short on the left side by Brandstatt. Missed. Komenda in the corner this time has it to himself. Winchester, left side. They're double-teaming the ball where they can. Winchester now backing in. Way outside, though. Komenda the fake. Now the baseline shot. No good. Inside. Good hustle by number 42, Shane Bucci. Bucci caught the air ball. Rare to say a rare air ball by Komenda. Driving down the lane. Nobody took him. Zach Brandstatt. And a foul or a timeout asked for by Coach Jim Holland for Marathon. So we'll take a quick break. 4:23 to go, first quarter, 9-8. Unitigo leads by one at Section 4 playoff basketball on WCDO.
Some auto dealers focus on sales, and others are more focused on service. At Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, you get the complete package. A friendly, knowledgeable, trustworthy sales staff combined with an experienced service department that's second to none. Butler Auto has over 120 vehicles, every make and model, from Hondas, Nissans, and Toyotas to Fords, Chevys, Chryslers, and many more. See the incredible selection at Butler Auto Sales, Service, and Rentals, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. Butler Auto Sales proudly supports high school sports on WCDO.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
I got to come back here. Welcome back. They didn't take much time on the timeout, even though they're allotted 30. Unitigo back in command with the basketball and a 9-8 lead. There have been just a tie at two. Komenda into Winchester. He saw the opening and took it. He and Winchester combining for that basket. 7 first quarter points for junior Tanner Winchester. Driving hard is Brandstad. Comes up short on the lefty layup to Komenda. Down the lane he goes, or down the sideline with a pass to Winchester. Winchester forcing the action a bit, but he's going to draw the foul. That might be on Matt Tebby. That would be his second. The sophomore with the orange sneakers. Nope, they're going to call it on Isaiah Brooks. Well, that's a break for the Marathon Olympians. And Winchester, who came into this game, shooting, well, he's down to 72%. He was up to 78% before Saturday's game. Misses the first. Now he's back in it. He's 2-for-3 tonight. Game high, 8 points for Winchester. 12-8, largest lead for the home Spartans. Marathon will spread it out now with a 2-1-2 offense against this man-to-man. Brooks, the turnaround. Nice play, Isaiah Brooks with the basket. He's got three. Number 20 into the game, Cody Morrison, a 5'11 senior, averaging just over 3 points a game. A stop and a drive now by Komenda, missed, rebound Tebby, and the outlets to Tillotson. He flies up the left side, stays on the wing. Now it's Brandstad at the foul line. Couldn't get around Morrison, who's trying to set a screen. Komenda takes advantage of that. Down low to Tebby. There's a push from behind. Jones not letting Tebby set up. It's going to be two on Jared Jones, so that immediately brings Eric Hartshorn into the game, and Hartshorn gives up about 4 or 5 inches from what Jones is, but boy, can he leap. He is outsized in his defender, Brooks, but that won't matter. A nice inbounds pass. Brandstatt finds Tebby across the key for the inbounds and Tebby's first basket. We've got some scoring going on here, and it's a 12-12 tie. Winchester, 10-footer, spins out. Hartshorn trying for the rebound. It kept alive. Bucci's got it. Bucci over to Winchester, but a hold. That's a non-shooting foul. That's going to go on Morrison, his first and the team's fourth. Score is tied at 12. Spartans will inbound. Winchester goes way up top for Jones. Jones right back to Winchester, who's popped out to the foul line. The fake, the up and under, no good. Rebound, Bucci out to Winchester. A little sloppy on the play. He's going to kick it back to Komenda. Steal by Tillotson. Ryan Tillotson, number 10. He's a 5'10 sophomore. Looks like Marathon's got Tillotson and Tebby as their key players heading into next year. Tillotson to Tebby at the foul line. He fakes it, goes inside a double team, just rolls off the rim. That was a good move, though. And Bucci rebounds for Unitigo, trying to break this tie. 2:04 left in the first quarter, and it's gone very quickly. Hartshorn out to Komenda. Under two now, inside Bucci. Nice feed from Komenda. Shane Bucci with 4 points. 14-12, Unitigo back up by two. They have not trailed in this game. Lope, high post pass to Tebby, back out to Morrison. They forced it inside. I don't know why, because they double-teamed Tebby. Komenda could not convert. He's complaining to the officials that he got sideswiped. And now Brooks comes out, and Dave Lincoln comes in, 6'1 senior, averaging just under 2 points a game. Coach Holland running a nice rotation in here. A minute 36 to go, first quarter. 14-12, Unitigo. Tebby takes a high post pass and plays the old-fashioned scissors. Gives it to Morrison. Now to the left side for Lincoln. Back to Tillotson. He's wide open. No, fakes the three. And he's going to be fouled by Winchester. And that's a little touch foul there. Winchester's first foul. That's four on Unitigo. 1:20 to go. The inbounds will be coming to Morrison, right to Tillotson. Tillotson on the left side. Spins it back around, stays where he is. Didn't get very far. Now it's Lincoln. Little 10-footer, bank shot, no good. On the weak side, it'll go off of Shane Bucci. And Brandstatt will inbound. I wish I knew how many assists this guy has, because he does a good job passing. He's also their leading scorer. He comes around, sets it up for the offensive play. Three-pointer, and Marathon takes their first lead. A very good inbounds play. The inbounds passer wound up floating over to the three-point shot, and he makes it. Brandstatt with his first basket. His first three-pointer, or the first three-pointer. Winchester misses an equalizer, 15-14. First lead change of the ball game. Under 35 to go now. Three-pointer, Brandstad. No, way off the mark. Kept alive by Lincoln. No, pulled away by Komenda. He's going to lead a break, trying to get Unit to go back to the lead. Winchester, hesitation. There's another touch foul going to be called on Ryan Tillotson. His first foul. Unitigo one away from being a bonus already. Winchester will inbound, and Unitigo sets up the square along the foul line. Inside, oh, it's ricocheted off. Komenda couldn't control. Tillotson does, though. Tillotson, the give to Brandstad. The layup is good, and he's fouled. And Eric Hartshorn holding his head in disgust for himself. That's a foul. That makes it 17-14. Hartshorn's first foul, and good acceleration by both Tillotson and Brandstad. Brandstad converts, and he's got 10 points in the first quarter, and he averages 12.9. He's almost there. 18-14, largest lead now is Marathon's at four. Winchester, nice pass through the double team. Komenda set up for his shot, missed it. Hartshorn with a rebound off the off the glass, but nothing else, and then it goes out of bounds. 1 second to go, and as I like to say in Unitigo, the world's oldest scoreboard, because there's no tenth of a second here. Just one plain second left. Let's see what they do. Will he crank it? No. Boy, he had a lot of time, but Tillotson said, no, I'll just take it. We've got a four-point lead. Let's keep play it safe. 18-14, Marathon, a very good game so far. Back and forth it goes. Both teams had four-point leads in the quarter, and we will step away. It is Section 4 playoff basketball on WCDL.
The next time you visit a Scovelmina location, look around a little. You'll find customers who can tell you about how we work to keep them happy. It starts at the top. But you'll find that same intense focus with every single one of our associates. Every day, we're driven to find creative ways to put you in the driver's seat. Our low prices, our high values for your trade-in, our ideas like first payment-only leases are here because customers have asked. Scovelmino, we're working for you. Just off I-88 in Sydney and Bainbridge.
Winter. It's a fact of life in upstate New York. Jessef Howe's Building Supplies in Sydney Center has been our area's answer to all those winter hassles. Jessef Howe's is stocked with ice melters, roof rakes, snow shovels, and heat tape to avoid frozen pipes. And since you're probably spending more time inside this winter, why not think about indoor projects? This winter, get it all in just one stop. Jessef Howe's Building Supplies, downtown Sydney Center.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
Well, welcome back, and for some reason I've misadded or something. Maybe a three-pointer that I didn't get or something, I don't know, but I don't quite have the right amount of points, but Marathon does. 18-14 is the score. They go to Eric, and Unitico starts in with Eric Hartsort, who misses once, misses twice, got his rebound twice, and missed. Marathon trying to take advantage. Branstad with a stop and pop from the foul line. No good. Push from behind. Looks like number 11, Dan Lincoln, is in the game. And he no sooner comes in the game, but he commits a foul, and that'll be 1-1. That's a break for Unitico if they can make free throws. Dan Lincoln is a 6'1 senior. He's averaging 6.8 coming off the bench. Eric Hartshorn at the line. Eric's numbers 41%, 7 for 17. He missed a couple of the other day. He misses this 1-1 here. Inside, nice move by Lincoln, and he draws contact from Jonathan Forte, who checks into the game. He's back to, he's still wearing 52, I guess. Changed for the postseason. So at the line is Dan Lincoln. He's their leading free throw shooter at 72%. He's got a two-shotter here, misses. Marathon was 4-for-5 in the first quarter from the free throw line. Second shot is also short. Same exact result, but he chased out his own rebound right in front of the Unitico bench. He's going to drive in again and be fouled. That might be two in a row on Jonathan Forte. It certainly is. Well, Forte, who had started some games this year, didn't come in on the rotation until the beginning of the second quarter, and he's already picked up two fouls. 7:20 to go first half, 18-14. Shot is good this time for Lincoln, and I think I realized my mistake. I don't think Isaiah Brooks made his free throws. Second shot also good. So redemption time for Dan Lincoln, and he did that. He got that because he hustled for the rebound off his second miss. 20-14, and Forte helping to beat the press. Off the double team, back to Winchester. Pass down low, broken up though, off the zone by Branstad. Boy, he comes down in a hurry. The shot by Dave Lincoln. It's missed, and Hartshorn rebounds for Unitigo. He needs some help. Going to get it from Winchester. Quick catch and release. Here he goes. Behind the back. Off to Comenda for three. Left wing. No. And it's rebounded by Cody Morrison. Outlets to Ryan Tillotson. Marathon took a while to get going, but boy, have they got going. They trailed by four in the first quarter. They now lead by six. Branstad for three, and it's off the back of the rim. Going for the ball, it's touched last by Cody Morrison. That's going to get turned back over to the Spartans, who are going with Tanner Winchester, Jonathan Forte, Kellen Comenda, Shane Bucci, and Eric Hartshorn. Foul trouble for Jared Jones with two. And Forte had come into the game the second quarter. Within a minute, he picked up two. Hartshorn this time is fouled. That's going to go against Dave Lincoln of Marathon. His first. Fouls are mounting for Marathon, but only one player has two. And Coach Jim Holland is playing a lot of his players. Matt Tebbe had gotten a rest for a couple of minutes. He's back in there now. At the line is Hartshorn, and he misses again on the 1-1. That's two he's missed. Tillerson driving in against Shane Pucci, and the whistle blows there, too. Well, they're blowing a lot of whistles tonight, but it's both ways. Pucci's first foul. That's the eighth team foul. Both teams with eight on the scoreboard. This one's a two-shot foul, though. Tillotson, who has not scored, misses the first one. 20-14, Marathon leading in the 8-9 against Unitigo here at Unitigo. Second shot is good. 21-14. Now the largest lead grows to 7. Two ties and one lead change. Forte, a press breaker extraordinaire. Shane Bucci got the feed from Eric Hartshorn. Bucci with 6 points. Bucci averages 5 a game, so they're getting bonus time, value-added stuff from Shane Bucci. Under 6 minutes to go, 21-16. Oh, a fake at the last minute for Branstad, and he saves the ball inside. I thought it was out. Everybody else might have thought it, too. It's going to be saved for a Marathon possession. Branstad went up for about a 12-foot jump shot. At the last second, he tried to feed Matt Tebbe going through. They almost messed that up, but they get it back. Swinging it around to the left side. Branstad, an ill-timed shot. He didn't want to take it, and it got partially blocked. Nice play by Forte to tap the ball to Comenda, and there's going to be another foul. Branstad picks up his first. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 fouls by 8 different guys on Marathon. 8 fouls on Unitigo by 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 guys. So at the line is Kellen Comenda, who's got just 2 points, and he is 0-2 from the line. This is the last 1-1, and he misses it. So it's Dan Lincoln down the floor. Stolen away, stripped. Forte going to try to finish. Hands it off to Comenda for the finish. 4 points for Kellen Comenda. Nice play by Jonathan Forte. Hartshorn driving in. Now it's off to Tebbe. Baseline shot. Good. Boy, that looked good. Matt Tebbe with 4 points. It's 23-18. Comenda. Oh, passed it right into the hands of Tebbe. Will he dunk it? He will. Matt Tebbe up with a 6'4 height and the extension for the slam. Matt Tebbe with 6 points. 25-18. Comenda scooped to the hoop. Not sure why he scooped it with a right hand to the left side, but he's going to at least get 2 free throws out of it. He's 0-3, though, from the line, and he came into this game shooting 70-101. He was 1-6 on Saturday. So Comenda at the line. He's got 4 points. This is a two-shot foul. Misses this one. Now it's... You know, it's one of those things that gets inside your head after a while. If you make your first couple, you feel it there. If you miss your first couple, you feel it there. 0-4. Commend the second shot. He's got that short, too, and he's holding his head. Now it's definitely a mental situation. He's psyched himself out of it. 25-18 or so it appears, but it's easy to say sitting up here, let me tell you. Ryan Tillotson swinging to the left side for Matt Tebbe. Tebbe holds it with patience. Now coming around is Brooks, who's back in the game, but his shot is short. Comenda with a rebound behind the back, going to try to go wire to wire. There he goes. Shot blocked by Tebbe. Hartshorn, though, recovers it. Off to Winchester. Three-pointer. Huge shot, and it is three-pointer time for Tanner Winchester. Boy, Unitigo needed that. 25-8. The 7-point lead down to 4 with 4:08 to play in the first half. They go down low for Tebby. Nice help defense by Eric Hartshorn to knock that away. Had Eric not gotten over from his defensive spot to help out, Tebby might have had another slam. Marathon to inbound. Deflection, Forte knocked it away, but it right into the hands of Brooks. Brooks will get it to go as he drives the lane. Isaiah Brooks with his second basket, got 4 points. Forte weaving his way through traffic, lost the ball. Hartshorn has it, tried to tap it over to Winchester. He might have gotten fouled. In fact, he did get fouled, according to the official. That's going to go on Dan Lincoln, who now has 2 fouls. That's 10, so an automatic 2-shot foul for Eric Hartshorn, who has missed 2 1-and-1 situations. Clock stopped with 3:48 to go. This one misses as well. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Oh, actually 6. 0-for-6 in this quarter, free throw shooting. 2-for-5 in the first quarter. Second shot is good. Well, the monkey's off the back for Hartshorn. 27-22. 3:40 to go in the first half. Tillotson guarded man-to-man by Winchester. Around the screen by Tebby. Right back to Tebby at the elbow. Might have shuffled his feet a little bit. Gives it off to Holliver, who's back in the ballgame for Marathon. He, nice ball fake there, and gets fouled in the act of shooting. Looks like Kellen Comenda will get his second foul for Unitigo. That's 9 on the Spartans as a team. And at the line, Tyler Holliver. He's got 4 points his first time at the free throw line. Holler is shooting 62.5% coming in. Misses on the first one, 20 for 32. Marathon not much better, 3 for 7. They were 3 for 5 in the first quarter. Second shot is around the rim and good. Winchester. Guarded by Holler, avoids the double team, over to Forte. Forte through a double team. Still going to Henry. Now Winchester, another three. He nails the same shot from the same place. Makes it a 28-25 ball game. Boy, just think if they made 50% of their free throws, they'd be leading. Down to the three-minute mark. Good game here, 8 versus 9. Driving in hard is... Oh, my gosh, a lot of contact. Zach Branstad did not get fouled, according to the official. I don't know. Ref and Jim Holland, I don't blame him. He is definitely making his point. Well, Marathon gets the ball back in transition, and now there's a foul. Marathon's got to wonder what it takes to get a foul when they drive to the basket. My goodness, that one was even harder than the first one, but it was called. And at the line will be Tyler Holler again, as it looks like Coach Holland is calming down just a bit. 2:41 to go, first half, 28-25. That foul's on Winchester, his second of the ball game, by the way. I have the feeling the benches are going to be necessarily put into action in the second half, the way the fouls are building for both teams, but it is equal, got to say that. Second shot also good. Holler making 3 of his last 4. He's got 7 points. Good balanced effort, just like their season average. Now inside, Bucci off the line. No good. Great feed, though, by Winchester. Bucci misses the layup. Left side with the right hand. 5-point lead for the Olympians. Down low. Nice steal by Bucci. And then Tebby tried to save it and slid out of bounds. It'll be Unitigo's ball. Good pressure defense by Marathon that goes about three-quarter court. They try to trap them into the dead spots of the offensive set. Now it's Forte driving in. Nice pass over to the bank, to the end to Bucci. His pass back to Winchester for 3. No good. Bucci inside, and that one doesn't go either. And the rebound by Tyler Holler. He's going to go wire to wire. Up the scoop to the hoop is short. Rebound Henry, and he gets pushed from behind by Holler. And he's trying to plead his case to the official. Bucci got undercut, it looked like. Clock stops 1:52 to go, 30-25 marathon by five. They took over the lead after a 12-12 tie and led by as much as seven. Now it's Henry at the line to shoot two, and I meant Corbin Henry, not Shane Bucci on that. I apologize. Corbin Henry comes in shooting 14 for 37, just 37%, and Holler has to sit down now with three fouls. So that's what I'm talking about. The bench strength is going to be a factor today. Henry makes the second one. He's got his first point of the game, 30-26. Tillotson against Winchester puts it up, and it's off the rim to the left side. Rebound Bucci. Winchester not wanting to get his third foul. Getting around Tillotson, and looks like a foul's going to be called on the, I think it's on the defense. Foul would be called on Zach Branstad, so he's got two. Wow, both teams well over 10, and there's still a minute 34 to go in the first half. Winchester back in his stride with the free throw mechanics. He's leading all scorers with 15. Jared Jones comes back in the ballgame. Now remember, he's got two. He replaces Eric Hartshorn, who got a lot of minutes. Winchester with 15, 3 for 4, makes this one. So he's going to come out so he doesn't get that third foul. Joel Van Alstyne comes in. And a timeout on the floor, only the second one of the ballgame. 1:34 to go till halftime. 30-28 marathon by two. First half action live, Section 4 playoff basketball on WCDO.
Did you know Sydney Tire is a full-service, one-stop car care center? For wheel alignments, exhaust systems, brake work, front-end repair, oil changes, New York State inspections, as well as expert tire service, Sydney Tire does it all. So join your neighbors and friends and become a satisfied customer for all of your auto service and tire needs at Sydney Tire, Route 7, 1 mile east of Sydney toward Unadilla. Stop in today or call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire and Auto Service Center.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
30-28 our score, minute 34 to go, first half action marathon. After a 12-12 tie and trailing 12-8, kept on their rampage and got a 7-point lead. Unitigo has whittled it down to two, 30-28. Minute 34 to go. They got a fresh 35-second clock, marathon does, to bring it in. With a 2-point lead, our last tie was indeed at 12-12. Marathon quickly went up 20-14. Zach Branstad hands it off to Tillotson for a long three on the left side, and it is good. Tillotson, who started the game from that spot with a three that missed. And now it almost looked like a player put into the game expressly to foul. Number 12 is Kyle Dan. In the open court, it wasn't flagrant or anything close to that, but it was a definite foul, and it stops the clock to put Jared Jones at the line. Jones scoreless so far, misses the first one. This will be the 13th shot of the quarter for Unitigo. In 12 shots, they have made four. This shot also missed, but Bucci rebounds back out to Jones. And at least Unitigo will get an offensive set here. Remember, they don't have Winchester in the game, and they don't have Comenda in the game. So their offensive juggernauts are not in the ballgame at this time. They're going to have to find somebody else. Forte back to Bucci. Oh, Van Alstyne was wide open down low. They didn't see him. Jones going to go back door on a wraparound pass to Van Alstyne, but he could not reach that one. 47 seconds to go. Coach Locke taking a gamble, keeping Comenda and Winchester with two fouls on the bench so they don't get a third. I thought maybe he'd put him in on an offense-defense switch, but it wasn't the case. Bob Conway loves to do that for his BG girls. And another crazy shot by Branstad. He missed it on a fall-away. And Isaiah Brooks with a rebound. He zips the pass out to Branstad, and they'll play for one. Nicely done for Marathon. Good hustle by Isaiah Brooks. Branstad or Tillotson probably going to take the shot. They may go down low. There's 6 seconds on the clock. Crossover dribble, Branstad. He's fouled by Corbin Henry. Henry's first foul, so not a crucial second or third one right before the half. 4 seconds, clock stopped. Zach Branstad with 10 first quarter points, but he's been held scoreless in the second quarter, but he's got two here. First one is up, and it's good. It'll be quite the scoring recap at halftime. 4-point lead now, Marathon, 28-24. Lots and lots of free throws today. Second shot is good. And now he'll come out so he doesn't get another foul. Replaced by Dave Lincoln. 3 seconds. Forte down the lane and lost it or traveled. Take your pick. It's turned back over to Marathon. So Unitigo is going to go to the locker room down at least 7. Let's see what they do. Will they even get it down? Smart thing would be to throw it toward the Marathon basket. Brooks at the buzzer, and it's good! Oh, my gosh! They threw it to Isaiah Brooks, who turned around and let it fly. Let me state for the record that's his first three-pointer of the year. Oh, my gosh. Oh, man, nothing but net. What a shot by Isaiah Brooks. He's got 7, and that's a 10-point lead, the largest of the ball game. Unitigo, who had led by 4, now trails by 10, 38-28. Whoo, let's take a drink of water, come back, and we've got the halftime stats, especially all of these free throws. So stick around. It is Section 4 Playoff Basketball on your local sports leader, WCDL.
This winter, let Marabito keep life warm. Marabito Energy Products offers over 80 years of energy dependability. And today, that includes clean, efficient fuel oil and propane, even kerosene and coal. Our home heating customers can enjoy the benefits of automatic delivery, providing the reliability and affordability every family is looking for. Put the area's energy leader to work for you. This winter, call Marabito. Call 1-800-934-9480. Marabito.
The Egley family and the Egley Machine Company on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney proudly support high school sports on WCDO. The future of our area lies in the hands of our youth, and Egley Machine urges students to work hard in school. It's very important to complete your education, as today's job market is very competitive. No matter what field you're going into, prepare yourself for a prosperous and rewarding career. Egley Machine is a proud Tri-Town company that designs and builds injection molds for the plastics industry and components for a variety of other companies. Egley Machine proudly supports the youth in our communities and is happy to be a part of high school sports on WCDO.
Most insurance companies talk about competitive rates, but do they really save you money when you buy your insurance from them? Oftentimes, the money you saved ends up costing you more. At Mang, we get the best price for the coverage you need when you need it most. Mang has the size, strength, and expertise to do what's right for you. Call 800-965-MANG or visit Mang online at manginsurance.com. Mang is proud to represent Kemper, a Unitrin business. Mang Insurance Agency, we insure your life.
Huff Ice Cream is happy to be part of Tri-Town Area Basketball on WCDO. The folks at Huff Ice Cream support our local teams and wish them the best of luck this season. Huff Ice Cream is located in Sydney's Industrial Park and distributes Giffords, Haagen-Dazs, Ben & Jerry's, and Nestle's Ice Cream, as well as Utz and Bachmann Chips, pretzels, and snacks. Huff Ice Cream has been a proud family business for over 60 years and supports all student-athletes.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout this season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition, and they support all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes that the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
Have you had an unfortunate accident? Do you need quick vehicle replacement? Or are you doing a lot of traveling but don't want to put the miles on your own vehicle? Chambers and O'Hara, Riverside and Sydney has vehicle rentals at competitive rates available by the day, week, or month. And they will even bill the insurance company for you. Call 563-4311 today for a hassle-free rental. Compact, mid-size, luxury, and vans too. From sales and service to stress-free rentals, call Chambers and O'Hara, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. 563-4311.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
All right, welcome back. It is silly math time at halftime for the Unitigo hosting Marathon Section 4 Class C boys first-round matchup, and it's a 38-28 Marathon lead. And it's one of those, if you're a Unitigo fan, whether you're here or somewhere else, such as Birmingham, Alabama, I want to say hi to those people logging in tonight on WCDOsports.com. They're doing their halftime shootout, and of all the people who made it, wrestler Ryan Marzell, and which leads me into the wrestling championships from over the weekend. But we start with the Rabideau Energy Products halftime report, because that's what it is, almost another one made there. And it's brought to you by Marabito Energy Products, delivering energy solutions with outstanding customer service. Call 563-HEAT, 563-HEAT. Here comes another fling right up the middle. Ah, reminiscent of the old CDO shootout where we gave away lots and lots of money. But this one, it's just a half-court bomb, so it's a fundraiser, which is pretty good. Let's start with the scoring recap. Marathon has 9 field goals for 2 points, 3 of them for 3 points. They are 11 for 17 from the foul line. Some schools don't get 17 in a game. They've got 17 in the first half. That's nothing. Unitigo's got 18. The difference is that Marathon has made 11 of their 18. Not the greatest, but about their season's average of 60%. Unitigo comes in at 60%, and they are 2 for 5 in the first quarter, and 4 for 13 in the second quarter. Add that up, that's just 6 for 18, 33%. Marathon has a balanced scoring average player to player to player, nobody more than 12.9 a game. That's how they have it here. And, in fact, the guy with that 12.9 is Zach Brandstatt. He's got 12 points, and he is a good free throw shooter. He is 5 for 5 from the free throw line, even though he didn't come in with a great, he came in with a 60% ratio. Dan Lincoln is 2 for 4 from the free throw line for 2. Ryan Tillotson hit a 3-pointer and has 1 for 2 from the line for 4 points. Tyler Hollerer has 2 baskets, 3 for 4 from the line with 7 points, but he's got 3 fouls. Isaiah Brooks wowed the crowd, at least the Marathon crowd, with his first 3-pointer of his of this senior season. He's got 7 points, 0 for 2 from the line, and sophomore frontman Matt Tebby has 3 baskets for 6 points. So that's a lot of points in your typical high school game, and they've got 38 at the half and lead by 10. Unitigo, you would expect Tanner Winchester and Kellen Commando. Well, Winchester's got 16 carrying the burden. He's got 2 3-pointers on consecutive shots at the free throw line. He suffered on Saturday, as we know. At least he's holding up his end of the bargain. He's got 4 for 5 free throw shooting, 16 points in all. For Winchester, Kellen Kamenda held to 2 baskets for 4 points, but more, I guess, inwardly destructive, as he's 0 for 5 from the foul line after 0 for 6 on Saturday. So he's got to look for the answers there, and sometimes there's redemption to be had if he can clinch, if he can make some down the stretch when it counts. All will be forgiven. Eric Hartshorn is 1 for 4. He's also suffering at the line, 1 point. Shane Bucci, 3 baskets for 6. That's above his 5-point season's average. Jared Jones has been held scoreless in the first half. He's got 0 for 2 from the line. And 8 baskets for 2-pointers for Unitigo, 2 for 3-pointers, and we mentioned that 6 for 18 from the foul line for the Spartans. All right, so congratulations once again to our wrestling champions. There are 2 from Bainbridge, Guilford, Afton, Harpersville, which is always hard to say that. I can't say that one very fast. BGAH, I think, is what they're saying. And that's Chris Sirigliano, who got a pin in the 106 match. He goes on to the States again. also for BGAH is Jamie Griswold at the 145. He just narrowly got through with a 3-2 victory. Dylan Gifford was a technical fall victim in the 152. He has a chance to be a wild card, but we don't know yet if that's going to happen. One of our guys, the guy that made the half-court shot here tonight, Ryan Marzell, Unitigo, holding strong. He pinned his way to the finals and then got a 4-3 squeaker in the finals, and he'll be returning. He was third last year in Division II, hopes to up that this year. And Austin Dean, a kid we interviewed a couple several weeks ago, and who had slumped to third in the MAC championships, came on strong and got a 5-4 win in the 285-pound class. So congratulations to him. We also had indoor track and bowling. Just can't get time. They only gave us 10 minutes for this. And like the MAC gave us 15, we would have had time. We don't have time tonight. We're about a minute and a half away from starting the second half. Marathon 38 and Unitigo 28. It's the first round of Class C sectionals. I'll try during the breaks in the second half to give you those brackets as we go. But the winner of this game will take on top-seeded and a bye in the first round, Elmira Notre Dame Crusaders. Stick around. It's second half coming up. Rabideau Energy Products Halftime Report on WCDL.
The next time you visit a Scovel Mina location, look around a little. You'll find customers who can tell you about how we work to keep them happy. It starts at the top, but you'll find that same intense focus with every single one of our associates. Every day, we're driven to find creative ways to put you in the driver's seat. Our low prices, our high values for your trade-in, our ideas like first payment-only leases are here because customers have asked. Scovel Mino, we're working for you. Just off I-88 in Sydney and Bainbridge.
We know how hard it is to raise a family these days. With your busy schedule and all those obligations, you need a financial institution that's all about you. We've got you covered. With internet services, convenient ATMs, online bill paying, and so much more. Stop by to find out about the Credit Union Advantage. We're a member-owned financial cooperative. We're all about you. SFCU, federally insured by NCUA. We're all about you. We know how hard it is to raise a family these days. With your busy schedule and all those obligations, you need a financial institution that's all about you. We've got you covered. With internet services,
New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 at AM 1490, WCDO.
Welcome back. Second half ready to go, and the refs are ready to go. How about that? We are in communication for this one. Three-pointer, Ryan Tellison again. He started the game with that and missed short. He misses short this time on the right side. Let's see what Unitigo can do to respond. It's been a crazy, crazy game, especially free throw shooting. Tanner Winchester starts with a scoop to the hoop, and maybe the portent of things to come. It's a basket for Winchester, who's now got the game-high honors with 18. And we start in 38-30. Zach Branstad answers with a two-pointer on the right side. Branstad with a team-high 14. So now it's more of a 1-2-1-1 press going on down low, even for Henry, but he gets fouled inside. Nice press breaker, though. Foul's going to go on Ryan Tillotson, and now we get to see how the fouls mount up in this half. Will the refs continue this way, or will they change their tempo and their letting things go? We'll have to see. They're not letting anything go right now, I can tell you that. Well, at the line, Corbin Henry, who was 1-for-2, misses the first one. It went in and kicked back out. It's been that kind of night, that kind of a two-game series for Unitigo from the free throw line. Second shot is also long, and the rebound to Matt Tebby. So it's Tebby, Brooks, Holler, Branstad, and Tillotson, the starters for Marathon. Same starters for Unitigo as the start of the game. Henry, Bucci, Jones, Winchester, and Komenda. And Hollerer, a little bit too strong on the baseline drive. Lost control after the miss, and it's turned back over to Unitigo. Back to the 10-point lead. Komenda. Talking over to Winchester. Komenda to the high post for Bucci. Rough pass, and Bucci couldn't hang on to it. Komenda threw that one a little too hard. Here comes Hollerer in transition. No look pass to the left side. Actually, it's a little different starting lineup in the second half for Marathon. Tillotson is in there. Matt Tebbe's in there, Tyler Hollerer, Zach Bradstad, and the wild card number is Dan Lincoln. Number 11 is in there to start. Remember, he's a sub, and he didn't even play until the second quarter. He averages 6.8 a game. But he's got two fouls. Down low for Tebbe. Bradstad, the playmaker, getting it down to Tebbe for the finish. Now it's a 12-point lead. Winchester avoiding the double team. Passes to Komenda. Komenda, the runner in the lane, is good. 6 points for Komenda. So the high post pass comes to Tebbe. Brandstad for three. Missed it. Inside position. Henry with a rebound. Off to Komenda. Oh, there's nearly a steal by Tillotson. And, you know, if you don't get it the first time, don't try it again because the whistle's going to blow. And Tillotson now has picked up his third foul. He got two within a minute. He's long pass up ahead to Henry. Henry cross-court to Winchester. Winchester driving hard. Shot will fall, finds a dead spot in the back of the rim and drops through. Winchester with 20. 42-34, down to an 8-point lead now for Marathon. Nearly a steal by Winchester, avoided his third foul. And I'm not sure. Tillotson shaken up a little bit. No foul called. He will inbound. Unitigo will be staying in the man-to-man defense. Zach Brandstad. I can't say that name. Zach Brandstad. Driving hard left side. Kicks it off to Lincoln. Short on the shot. Rebound, Jared Jones. Jones will bring it up himself. To the right side for Winchester. Driving hard on the baseline. Shot pinned against the backboard by Matt Tebbe. Nice defensive play by the sophomore. Boy, he plays as big as he is. Tebbe back out to Brandstad. Brandstad guarded by Komenda. The give and go to Tebbe. Inside, turn around, no good. Gets his own rebound, puts it up. It won't go, and he gets it a third time. And now he's fouled in the act of shooting. Well, that kid is relentless on the backboards. That foul is going to be called on Corbin Henry. Henry picks up his second foul. Only the first foul for Unitigo in the second half. Tebbe at the line. First time tonight. Spins around and gets it. Matt Tebbe from the line this year, 18 for 32, just 56.3%. If he makes it here, it goes up significantly. No, he misses. Winchester had thought he had the rebound and it slipped away, but Lincoln couldn't control, and it will be Unitigo's ball. 43-34, Marathon by 9. The Olympians of Coach Jim Holland coming from the IAC, giving Unitigo, the regular season MAC champs, all they can handle and more. Winchester, dangerous jump pass to Jones. Jones inside, kicks it over to Komenda, open for three. It's short, but it taps back out right into the hands of Komenda. Into the corner. Oh, goodness. Look for Winchester and off his hands. Komenda and Winchester normally work in such smooth fashion. They both bobble the passer, too. 4:10 to play, third quarter. Game rolling along. Just about 8 o'clock. And Oh, my goodness, off of Corbin Henry. The ball was lost by Cody Morrison, who just checked into the ball game, and he was already holding his head in frustration, but it went off the foot of Corbin Henry. Brandstad inbounds to Dan Lincoln. Lincoln to the high post for Tebbe. Tebbe driving it. Oh, nice spin move, but it's short. Ball up for grabs. It's Lincoln inside to Morrison off the glass. Good. Cody Morrison with his first basket of the game. He averages 3.6. Komenda, wraparound pass to Winchester. Almost didn't see it. And tap back by Henry. Jones for three, and it's off the rim. No good. There's a turnover as the ball hit the guy wire, so it's right back to Marathon for a freebie. 45-34, 11-point lead. Marathon's led by as much as 12. Branstad going one-on-one with Komenda. The follow-away jump shot, no good. He even flopped to make it look good for a foul, but it didn't get called. Winchester got to go up against Tebby. Tebby with a body foul. Well, Tebby went for the block. He had nothing to lose. He only had one foul. Had nothing to lose for his team. Third foul on the Olympians at the line. Tanner Winchester got a game-high 20 points. 4-for-5 from the line tonight. Now looks like he's getting a stroke right back. 3-for-7 in the game on Saturday. Still shooting over 70% for the season. Makes them both. 22 for Tanner. 45-36 back inside to a 9-point deficit. Man-to-man defense, they're trying hard. Tyler Hollerer drives in, puts it up on the left side. That's going to go in, and he's fouled. Foul will be called on Shane Bucci, who picks up number 2. Hollerer with his first points of the second half. He's got 9, comes in averaging 7. Second shot is up, or the shot is up and good, I should say. 10 points for him. There's a hold call on Dan Lincoln. I just popped my head up to see the whistle, because the whistle blew. As Komenda was trying to get free, Dan Lincoln commits the foul. That's his third. Already the fourth on Marathon. A lot of fouls called tonight for both sides. Komenda through a double team. Comes down the right side, kicks it off to Bucci for the baseline. Air ball, rebounded by Morrison, and breaking out of the pack is Hollerer. He's going up for the hoop, and it's good. The layup, an easy one this time for Hollerer. And suddenly it's a 14-point lead. That's the biggest spread tonight. Winchester blocked from behind, or as he's getting by number 15, Branstad. That's his third. Well, if Unitigo continues to attack the basket and gets fouls for the Marathon team, there might be that might help. Going inside is Jones off the glass. No good. Their home court just can't get it to go on the inside. Jones had a nice fake against Tebby. Could not hit in the paint. 50-36. They go down low to Lincoln. Lincoln got away with... No, he did not get away with the travel. I thought he did. They blew the whistle. Cal Locke's going to bring in Jonathan Forte, number 52. And Eric Hartsoar, number 34. Jones sits down, and Henry sits down. This 8-9, we talked about it. The 8-9's never a given for the higher seed. In fact, the higher seed's trailing by 14. Komenda for 3 off the back of the rim. Rebound, Hollerer. So now it's Branstad, the quarterback of this team. Hollerer back to Branstad. Quick ball movement down low for Morrison. Morrison beats Komenda to the basket. Cody Morrison with 2 baskets this quarter. And it's a 16-point lead. Winchester to Komenda, fakes the 3, goes inside. Oh, he was going to drop it off to Hartshorn. Ball got kicked. It'll be Spartans ball underneath. Brooks and Tillotson return for Marathon. Tebby and Lincoln sit down. Dan Lincoln. Tebby just a sophomore. Very impressed with his game. Coming in is Forte. The layup, no good. He got partially blocked. Now he gets the ball back, kicks it to Winchester. The 3-pointer is good. And boy, did they need that. Komenda had taken another crash landing. He's limping just a bit, but he'll be all right. Winchester with 25 points, his third 3-pointer. For Winchester, that is his 24th 3-pointer of the year. Komenda leads with 42. He had 3 on Saturday. Minute 16 to go, third quarter. 52-39. Spartans need answers, mostly defensively. They're not going to get it there with Shane Bucci getting called for a baseline block. That's three on Shane Bucci. Three team fouls on the Unitigo Spartans. Comes in, Holler, blocked from behind by Winchester. Good defensive play. And now number 32, Josh Youngs, comes in, replacing Bucci in the lineup. Josh did not play in the Saturday championship game. 6 foot senior. Inside Hollerer. 3 seconds will be called. There's the call. Referee's not calling 3 seconds very often the last several seasons, and it's some mock cheering going up from Unitigo. Clock down to 104. Winchester and Comenda chatting a bit as they bring the ball up court, saying, we got to get this going. Forte, nice change of direction to Hartshorn. He dropped it, though. Comenda in the paint. Kellen Comenda is right there to save Hartshorn and get not only the basket but a foul. Fouls on Cody Morrison, who has two fouls. Comenda with just 8 points so far. He'll try to make it 9. It's down to an 11-point lead. Make it 10. Comenda breaking the 0-for-5 streak. 1-for-6 now. It is Tillotson backing up, now passing over to Brooks. Short. He's the guy who made that three-pointer, that backbreaker for Marathon. Comenda, helter-skelter up the court, back to Winchester. 35 seconds to go. They'll start another offensive possession. Comenda fakes the three. 15-footer is off the rim, no good. Rebound by Brandstadt. And the 5'9 senior calling the plays out. Their top playmaker on this Olympians team, Forte, guarding him very closely. Now an acceleration to the hoop, and a nice spin move, and it gets to go. Oh, nice move by Zach Brandstad. 16, three-point shot, just as the buzzer sounds by Winchester, and missed it. A lot of people surprised by the score. Marathon is very happy to see it. 54-42, they lead by 12. As we get set for the fourth quarter, Unitigo's got 8 minutes to bring it back. Can they do it? We'll find out. It's live, Section 4 Playoff Basketball, on your local sports leader, WCDO.
When other car dealers say no, Butler Auto Sales in Sydney says yes. Butler Auto is a credit acceptance dealer, which means you'll get guaranteed approval. If you make at least $800 per month and have a down payment or trade-in, Butler Auto will get you financed. So no matter your credit situation, stop in and have a cup of coffee with Kevin Jones to see how Butler Auto Sales could get you into your new vehicle. And if you need a rental, we have rental vehicles at Butler Auto Sales, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney. Shop 24/7 at ButlerAutoSales.com. Call 563-1522.
We're specialists in you. Robert's Eye Care Associates. We care about the way you see, you'll find it's true. We take care of your eyes and we take care of you. It's what you'd expect our doctors to do.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Kellen Comenda, foul line jump shot off a pass from Jared Jones. We'll get our fourth quarter started. Comenda now in double figures with 11. If Comenda and Winchester can catch fire and they can make their free throws, they're going to get a lot of free throws to shoot, I'm sure. Nothing's impossible. It's a 10-point lead for Marathon. They led by as much as 16. Lincoln with a bank shot missed, but he's fouled in the act of shooting. It's going to go against Tanner Winchester, his third foul. So at the line is Dan Lincoln, shooting 72% on the season. He missed his first two, made his second two. Those were both in the second quarter. Fourth quarter, he starts it with a hoop. That's three in a row. Dan Lincoln playing a lot of minutes in the second half. Second shot is good. So he's 4-for-6. 56-44, back to the 12-point lead. Commenda, Winchester, Forte, Jones is in there, and Shane Bucci. High post to Commenda from behind. Matt Tebbe called for his third foul. Well, not the same pace of fouls being called, but still a lot. And Commenda is now at the line, having missed his first five, made his last one on a three-point play. He gets two here. No, he gets a 1-1. I'm sorry. It's already 1-1. My bad. And it's missed, so 56-44, just the first minute of play. Tillotson going down low to Lincoln. Back outside Tillotson. The fake, the little teardrop shot, airballed. Brooks comes underneath the hoop and catches it and keeps it alive. They swing it around left to right. In the corner, Tillotson. Down low to Brooks. Brooks fakes, goes up, scores it, and he's fouled. Looks like the third foul on Jared Jones. Five team fouls on the Spartans, and Brooks is at the line for the second time tonight. He missed first two. But this one's good. I'm sorry, for one, he's good. Sorry, he's got 10 points, though. Nice balanced effort for Marathon. Nobody's getting the large numbers. They're just collectively outscoring Unitigo. And boy, I tell you what, Commenda and Bucci colliding somehow got away. And then Commenda driving hard on the right side. Looked like it could have been called an offensive foul, but they're going to call it on Dan Lincoln of Marathon, his fourth, along the baseline, and Commenda's back at the line. And it's 1-1. And it's short. But it's Jones had the rebound. He got it tipped away by Tebbe. Well, just like the UV game, it seems like all the loose balls belong to Marathon. Along across the key to Brooks. Brooks now to Tebbe. Baseline, no good. Guess what? Another foul. So this game's no longer at a quick pace. Lots and lots and lots of whistles. Foul will be called on Shane Bucci. Spartans forward picks up his fourth foul. Tebbe at the line to shoot two. Missing the shot. He's got 9 points. A lot of the Marathon players elect to wear the yellow or the orange Nike. Second shot is good. 1, 2, 3, 4 players in double figures for Marathon. Winchester, his team down 16. Back to the largest lead. Forte out a skip pass. Going through a double team. Down to the quarter to Bucci. Back outside. Whoa. Passed away. Thrown away. Recovered by Zach Brandstad. I'm going to keep trying to say his name correctly. 5:48 to go. And Marathon going to spread it out and take some time off maybe. Brooks driving into the lane. Then kicks it to the corner. One dribble for Tebbe. He's done. Now he gives it to a streaking Lincoln. His shot misses. He's fouled. Jared Jones picks up his fourth foul. But nothing going right for the Spartans tonight. And a lot of it had to do with the missing free throws and layups in the second quarter. Shot missed by Lincoln. He had made four in a row. Brooks comes out, replaced by Tyler Hollerer, who's got 12 points. 5:35 left in the basketball game. Second shot is good. 5 points for Lincoln, all from the free throw line. All right, so Winchester up the left side for Unitigo to Jones. Jones to Commenda. 16-footer short, rebound by Winchester, up and in. Nice hustle by Tanner Winchester. Now this kid's coming back next year, but he doesn't want to give it up this year. 61-46. Little three-man weave, Ryan Tillotson, right wing off to Brandstad, guarded by Forte. Nice pop-up jumper, no good. Foul call on going to call it on Comenda? Yeah, they're going to call it on Kellen Comenda, his third. So, at the line, looks like will be Dan Lincoln. All his points coming from the charity stripe. This one misses. 1-1, that was the eighth team foul. And a timeout asked for by Coach Locke. 61-46. It's now or never for Unitigo. 4:54 to go in this game. It's Section 4 playoff basketball on your local sports leader, WCDO.
Hi, this is Bill Thomas from Sydney Auto Body. Did you know that it's your choice? If you need auto body repair service, you choose who does the work on your vehicle. And I'm proud to say that Sydney Auto Body has been a top choice by Tri-County area residents. We offer quality, reliable work performed by trained professionals. We use the most up-to-date frame and unibody measuring equipment and the DuPont paint mixing system. So remember, if you need auto body work, it's your choice. And I hope you'll choose Sydney Auto Body, 21 Union Street in beautiful downtown Sydney, 563-8200.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Still no score from Unadilla Valley. Maybe the person I've asked to do this didn't go tonight. Jared Jones on a no-arc foul line shot. Scores his first basket. And now they're going to... Unity going to go into pressure mode, and they get the ball down to Tevi for an easy layup, but it's not as easy as it looks. He missed it. 61-48. And there's a steal by Comenda. Trying to spin move, and he got the ball taken away. Went another crash landing. Holler. And now a timeout by Coach Jim Holland. And that's going to be a short timeout. We'll see. Oh, no, it's a full timeout. I tell you what, let's stay here because we talked about Unitigo hosting Marathon. Of course, that's what we're doing. And the winner of that game to play Elmira Notre Dame. Lansing is hosting Harpersville right now. They're also a tremendously strong team, fifth seed. The winner of that game will take on number 4, Watkins Glen, who had a bye in the bottom of the bracket. Newfield, number 3 with a bye, and Moravia, number 2 with a bye. And in between those two, it's UV hosting Cander, and Green hosting Spencer Van Etten. Maybe the MAC teams can indeed win those. Tomorrow night will be the girls' Class C. We'll be at Sydney for the game against Marathon. Marathon girls losing to BG in the finals of the Kozlowski tournament, so I've seen Marathon. The winner of the Sydney Marathon game will play number 2, Cander. Above that, Newfield is 6 hosting Unadilla Valley tomorrow night, and Harpersville number 3 hosting Unitigo. On the top of the bracket, Lansing is number 1. They get a bye. Watkins Glen, they'll play the winner of Watkins Glen Moravia, 8-9. Bainbridge Guilford's the 5 seed hosting Green. We'll get updates for you on that one tomorrow night. The winner to play number 4, Elmira Notre Dame, or upset-minded Union Springs, number 13. And then all kinds of possibilities from there. All right, 4:18 left, Marathon's ball. Tillotson will bring it out to Branstad on the inbounds. To Tevi in the left wing. Tyler Hollerer driving baseline against Comenda. The stop and the bank shot, good. Well, when you have a lead like that, seemingly those shots go in and, the baseline moves are a little bit crisper. Jones, nice pass underneath. No, broken up by Hollerer, but Forte recovers and the very sloppy pass. Jones for 3. He's got it. Well, Jared Jones, he's a junior, but again, nothing to lose on that shot. He's capable. 63-51, 3:41 to go. It is not a done deal yet. Tillotson is going to be saved on the double team. He was right in front of the Unitigo bench. Coach calls a timeout just at the right time. 3:36 to go, and it's 63-51. Marathon with the lead and the ball, but wait a minute. They're just calling a timeout to save. To save the possession for Marathon. Not really a timeout like, hey, let's talk over the strategy. It's timeout because Marathon was about to get the ball turned over. So right in front of the bench and down in front of me, Tillotson will inbound. They'll double-team Branstad. It's going to be hard to get the ball. Lincoln, back court violation, and I really question whether that bounced the ball on the midcourt stripe or not, but maybe from the angle that the official had, he saw it that way. Break for you to Tigo. They need to capitalize on each and every possession at this point. Down by 12. Comenda gets the inbound pass from Winchester. Jones, who's hot at this point, takes the three left side. And it's caught by Forte as an air ball. And then he tried to shove it back in to a teammate, and it got broken up. Pass forward. We're going down the other way. Foul on Forte. Jonathan Forte's third foul. This will be the last one and one that Marathon will shoot, and it's Tyler Hollerer, averaging 7.4, but he's doubled that to 14 points tonight. Make it 15 with the free throw made. Nine free throws shot in this quarter by Marathon, and they have made six. 7 for 10. 16 for Hollerer. 3:23 to go. 65-51. Long three-pointer taken by Comenda. Missed. And Jones will come over the top to Lincoln. Not a blatant call. He's just trying to get the ball, doing what he can. And that's going to be all, though, for Jared Jones as he sits down with 5 second-half points. He had a two-pointer and a three-pointer in the fourth quarter. Going for broke on his shots. Hartshorn will come in. Eric Hartshorn, a 5'10 senior. And Dan Lincoln is back at the line. Now, here's a kid with four fouls, but he stayed on the court for quite a while. And he's back at the line. This will be a two-shot. First one is up and over the rim. Lincoln only shot 32 foul shots coming into this game. He's already shot 12. Short. And the rebound, Tebby. Tebby with a basket. He's got a dozen. I'm sorry, 11 free throws shot by Lincoln. He had a 1-1 that missed. All right, it's Winchester. Double team. Kicks it out to Forte for three, right wing. It looked good, but it was short. Hartshorn was leaping up for the rebound, but he can't put it back up and in. And now the time is certainly a factor as Forte taking Tillotson, trying for the steal. Tillotson hands it off to Tebby. The reverse layup, missed it. Rebound, Comenda taps it up. Oh, but he almost lost it. Gets it back. Goes up. Three-pointer pulled up left side. Good. Kellen Comenda, his senior career coming quickly to an end in another 2.5 minutes. He's going down shooting. 14 points. 68-54. Lincoln on the baseline. Fouled on the drive, but that's still two shots. Foul on Eric Hartshorn, only his second. Lincoln back at the line. 12th and 13th free throws. First one good. 7 for 12. It's been a while since they've been inside of 10, and they meaning Unitigo, and it's just not happening. Winchester, cross half court. He's got one more season. Unitigo had a good season themselves, JV and varsity. Forte misses three-pointer from the right corner. Now there's a blocking foul. I think Comenda might have gotten ripped on that one. Yep, that'll be his fourth. The hardest thing to do tonight is going to be to add up all the free throws. 2:05 left. There are games I've done where teams are shooting 6, 7, 8 free throws for the entire night. These guys are shooting at least 6 to 8 to 10 per quarter. First shot by Hollerer is good. These guys are going to advance, it looks like, at this point, and take on Big Bad Elmira Notre Dame. Second shot is also good. 2:05 left. 72-54. Now the largest lead has become 18 points. Forte back to Comenda and can't hang on to it. Nothing going right for Unitigo. and a timeout asked for by Coach Cal Locke, and he might be emptying the bench at this point. 1:58 left, 72-54 the score, and we'll take our final timeout of the ball game. It's Section 4 of playoff basketball right here on your local sports leader, WCDO.
Hello, this is Scott Smith from Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneonta. Neighbors Insurance describes the friendly help you'll receive from agents who understand the language of insurance. We're the neighbors who can help you choose the right coverage for your insurance needs, auto, home, or business. We also specialize in group health insurance. You can find Neighbors Insurance on Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, and on Main Street in the east end of Oneonta. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Well, we do have our contact, or a second contact for our game. There's a nice steal by Kamenda. He anticipated. He got the steal. He got the finish. Kamenda with 16. Leaving it all out there on the floor, we can tell you that UV is leading Kander 48-15. Ryan Tillotson hard charging down the left side. He gets hit in the act of shooting. Arch Horn's third foul. Only Jared Jones has fouled out for Unitigo. Nobody's fouled out for Marathon. They had a lot of foul trouble in the first half, not so much the second half. Ryan Tillotson at the line. He's got 4 points, including a three-pointer. They had 54 three-pointers coming into the game. He has 23 of them. And Zach Branstad had 24 of them. This one misses, 73-56. One of the largest scoring games in this gym this season. 73-56. Forte back out to Kamenda. Kamenda, 10-footer. Well, he banks it. It'll count. 18 points. 73-58. Long pass over to Tillotson. And he's not even going to shoot it. He's going to back it out. Hartshorn comes in just to stop the clock. That's four fouls on him. And so it is Ryan Tillotson back at the line. He's 2 for 4 so far. Oh, this one's spun out. Joel Van Alstyne comes in, senior, replacing Kellen Kamenda, who will sit down for the final time here at Unitigo in his high school career. 18 points for him. 7 2-pointers. 1 3-pointer. 1 for 8 from the foul line tonight. Second shot is no good. 73-58. 1:17 to go. 3-point bomb by Winchester that misses. Tebby rebounds and outlets to Branstad. Going to get the ball right in front of the student section. Way to go, Jonathan Forte, right in front of your friend. He's a senior as well. And now Josh Youngs comes in and Shane Bucci comes out. 5'11 senior will finish with 6 points all in the first half. So now it's a matter of substituting, at least for the for Unitigo. It doesn't look like Marathon's emptying any bench. But then again, they played a lot of guys tonight. Here comes Corbin Henry back. He's going to be coming back into the game. Foul on Jonathan Forte, his fourth. This will be Zach Branstad at the line. Kind of a quiet second half for him, spitting out. So Corbin Henry comes in. Our Carshorn sits down. The 5'10 senior, 1 for 4 tonight from the free throw line and 1 point. Corbin Henry back in the game. Branstad will make the second one. He's got a team high, 17. Down to the final minute. Forte for three, way off the mark, and that's going to ricochet off into the crowd. Number 40 is Mark Marizewski, who checks in. He was an outstanding JV player. Comes in for Corbin Henry, who got a couple of seconds in there. Pass to Van Alstyne. They're trying to set up the seniors. Nice save. Forte still with the ball. Got tripped. inadvertently by Mr. Lincoln, and that will be his fifth, and he'll foul out. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13 free throws for Dan Lincoln. All his points from the line, 8 for 13. Now we get start get subs for Marathon. I guess they do things a little differently. I don't know. Everybody's smiling on Marathon, though. It doesn't matter how they do it. Cody Morrison checks back in. Brandstatt will sit down, finishing with 17. Number 12 is Kyle Dant. Dan back in the ballgame. And 21 is Dave Lincoln checking in. Forte at the line. Two shots. No, it's a one-on-one. And Forte, a second shot, air ball short. Van Alstyne trying for the save. And final 36. Boy, long, long, long fourth quarter. And Alstyne will be at the line. Let's see who the foul's on. That's on Dave Lincoln, his second. Trying to get all the numbers in that I can. Like I said, lots and lots and lots of free throws tonight. Van Alstyne at the line. He makes the first one, so he's into the books. And the crowd appreciates it. 54, I believe that's Derek Spaulding in the ballgame. Second shot for Joel Van Alstyne. Hey, makes them both. Nice job. 2 for 2 on your final game as a high school player. 33 seconds to go, 74 to 60. And pretty much going to take the last, Tana Winchester still out there. And they're just going to dribble the ball, I guess, sort of gentleman's agreement, if you will. Outstanding game for Marathon, though. They really earned this victory. That and a combination of missed free throws again by Unitigo that hurt them at a crucial time in the ballgame, and Marathon pulled away. That will do it. Technically a shot clock violation, but there was only 1 second to go anyway. They're going to let that slide. 74 to 60, one of the higher scoring games of the season on WCDO. And all we have left to do is count them all up and get the awards for Spartan players for tonight. So stick around. It is live Section 4 basketball, the postgame show on your sports leader, WCDO.
When it comes to your life, you know what counts. And at NBT Bank, what counts most to you counts to us. That's why we're committed to offering you the very best in community banking and exceptional service that you can rely on. So no matter what you're trying to achieve, you can count on us to help you succeed. Visit any NBT Bank office or call 800-NBT-BANK. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
We're your friends at Mang Insurance. We help you protect all of your most prized possessions, your car, your home, even your life. So if you're just not sure you're protected the way you should be, or you want a second opinion, call us at 1-800-965-MANG. That's 1-800-965-MANG. We're located in Sydney, Oneonta, Walton, Norwich, and Sherbourne. We're the Mang Insurance Agency, and we've been making the difference and supporting sports throughout Chenango, Delaware, and Otsego counties for over 100 years.
Echo Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, Echo Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. Echo Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars. Echo Brands cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
All right, welcome back. What a crazy scorebook I have, and I'm just hoping it all adds up to the right numbers. And just a rough end of the season for Unitigo. People were saying through the year they weren't as strong as their undefeated MAC mark was showing. They had a lot of tough non-league games too, so let's be fair about that. But two losses to Unadilla Valley and then the loss to Marathon here tonight kind of showed the weakness of Unitigo at times, and that was if Kellen Kamenda and Tanner Winchester, if one of those two guys is not playing well, They don't have scores to back it up, and the free throws miss. That little combination, that little formula right there, and the team is hustling and as balanced as Marathon, they're going to make it happen, and they did make it happen tonight. They had one, two, three, four players in double figures tonight. Got to add up Tanner Winchester's here. Give me a moment because he had 27. So one, two, three, four, five, six two-pointers. He had one, two, three, three-pointers. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, six for seven from the free throw line, and that does exactly add up to 27 points. All right, so for Utatigo, here's what happened. Kellen Komenda, 7 two-pointers and a late three-pointer, 1 for 8 from the foul line. That's 2 for 14 over the last two games. Not the way he wanted to go out, but still a battler until the end. If you were here to see it, you saw exactly what he did. He never stopped. He didn't give up until he was taken out of the game, but 18 points for Komenda tonight. Joe Van Alstyne hit two free throws at the end for 2. Corbin Henry held to just 1 free throw and 4 tries for 1. Tanner Winchester, 6 two-pointers, 3 three-pointers, 6 for 7 from the line, and 27 points. Now, we just found out that Unadilla Valley beat Cander 56-31. So it looks like UV put their bench players in at the end, and Cander put a little heat on, but it was 48-15 after three quarters, and that's how that ended up. Jonathan Forte, his last game, 0-for-1 from the free throw line, 0 points. There was Josh Youngs, who played but did not score. There was Mark Marzewski, who played at the end and did not score. Eric Hartshorn held the 1-for-4 from the line, 1 point. Shane Bucci had a good first half, not so good second half, finishes with 6 from 3 two-point field goals. Jared Jones got 2 and a 3 late, gave them their closest score within 12. It's never any closer from there. 5 points for Jones. He was also 0-for-2 from the line. Jake DeJoy, Derek Spaulding, and Derek Beams, also J.V. Call-ups in the game. Braden Beadle, a freshman, has not played the last two games due to illness. So that's 13-4 is 17 two-pointers for Unitigo. There were 7 three-pointers. That's 21. Makes it 55. I'm sorry, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 three-pointers is 18. That makes it 52. I'm wrong somewhere. 13, 14, 1, hang on. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. That's 13, 14, 15, 16, 17. Times 2 is 34. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 three-pointers. There we go. 15 is 49. Should be 11. 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. There we go. 11 for 6, 7, and 7 is 14. 14 and 14, 28. 11 for 28 from the foul line, and that's backed up with Saturday's 5 for 19. Ouch. 60 points in all for Utatigo. For Marathon, again, the balanced effort really showed tonight. They were led by their leading scorer, Zach Branstad. Had 4 baskets, 1 three-pointer, 6 for 7 from the line, and 17 points. He had 10 in the first quarter. For Tyler Hollerer, 18 points for him. Actually wound up being the game's high score. And well, how did he do that? Well, he went 8 for 9 from the foul line, and he had 18 points in all. Nice job. He missed his first one and made his final 8. After that, it was 12 points for Matt Tebbe, a sophomore, 6'4". Looks like he's going to be quite a hard guy to stop the next couple of years, especially if he keeps playing and keeps growing. 5 field goals, 2 for 3 from the line for 12. Isaiah Brooks had that magic three-pointer in the end of the second quarter. That was kind of the exclamation point that put Marathon on the winning track. He had 1, 2, 3 other field goals, and he had 1, 2, 3 free throws. He made 1, and that's 10 points for him. 2 baskets for Cody Morrison for 4. They were back-to-back. And Dan Lincoln was 8 for 13 from the foul line. He finishes with 8. Ryan Tillotson, the starter, started the first quarter, started the third quarter, cranking up 3s. Missed them both, but he made 1 in the second quarter. He was 2 for 6 from the line. He finishes with 5. So let's add those up. 6 and 10 is 16, and 3 is 19 for 38.
there were only three three-pointers, and that's 47. Don't tell me they made all those free throws. 10, 16, 16, 26, and 27. Sure enough, 27 and 47 is 74. 13 and 7 is 20. 20 and 9 is 29. And 6 is 35. 27 for 35 from the free throw line. That is pretty darn good. They missed just 8 free throws all in all. And extremely impressive. They shot 16 in the last quarter, and they were 14 for 16 in the last quarter. Gosh darn it. Boy, that's just impressive. All right, so that'll do it, except for our postgame awards. Could be our final boys game of the season, too, now that I think about it. Mang Insurance Dynamic Defense. Mang Insurance, serving the insurance needs of the Tri-County communities for over 100 years and proudly supporting local sports on WCDO. At Mang Insurance, we insure your life. And I had said about Spartan Awards, I spoke a little bit too soon. I mean, Marathon really earned that game, and we're going to give the awards to Marathon players tonight. I have the ability to call that audible, and I just called it. So congratulations to the Marathon team and Coach Jim Holland. Really good team effort, and it's easy, I think, tonight to name those players. So the Mang Insurance Dynamic Defense Award tonight is going to go to Tyler Hollerer. Tyler Hollerer wound up being the game's high scorer, but he was just a mastermind of the defense. He was the guy that came up with a lot of taps and forces, and at times he was, you know, they were a zone, so he wasn't really taking somebody, but he made it hard for Kellen Comenda and Tanner Winchester to get their points. Hollerer, very impressive, 5'10 senior, and he will win our Dynamic Defense Award. The NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award is sponsored by NBT Bank, putting customers first every single day and happy to support the area's high school athletes. NBT Bank has served the community for over 150 years, member FDIC. And that one is going to go to young Matt Tebby, the sophomore. Really impressed with him. 12 points, but when the game was still in doubt in the second quarter, he kind of took over, not just scoring, but affecting shots and being at the high post, being able to cut it, kick it to players that were open on the wing and stuff. I just was very impressed with Matt Tebby. Nobody for Unitico really had his number to stop him, and it just the fact that he didn't make some of his shots, he wound up about 8 offensive rebounds, so way to go for him. And ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award is sponsored by ACCO Brands of Sydney, a proud supporter of local youth for the Tri-County area. ACCO Brands wishes the best to all players this season, reminds you to attend these final sectional games and cheer on these young athletes, whether it's the track or the bowling, which are now done, and the wrestling, and, of course, basketball. So, time's getting close, especially for these seniors. So get out and support these kids the best you can. The ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award tonight, no question in my mind, Zach Brandstadt, 17 points and a tremendous defensive effort. He was the quarterback of this team, and he made it happen from the get-go. 10 points in the first quarter. 6 for 7 from the foul line. He hit a three-pointer. He was probably had 6 or 7 assists. Just did everything needed from Coach Holland, and he came up big. Not saying Marathon's going to beat Elmira Notre Dame, but if they play as balanced and as hustling as they did tonight, they stand a decent chance. They really do. So congratulations, Zach Brandstad, the All-Purpose Award winner tonight for Marathon. For Unitigo, we say goodbye to Kellen Comenda, 6-foot senior. We say goodbye to Joel Van Alstein, Corbin Henry, Jonathan Forte, Josh Youngs, Eric Hartshorn, Shane Bucci, and that does it for the senior list. And Cal Locke in his first season, not bad. They finished 11-8. They got off to a rough start because they played some really tough teams. Then they swept the MAC until the last game where they lost to Unadilla Valley. Came back in the semifinals at just nipped Sydney, 62-60, a game we did here. And then had that same struggle like they did tonight in the free throw line, and when things got wrong, problems seemed to compound, if you will. And so they didn't finish on a great light, but they had a good season. First one for Cal Locke taking over for Jim Knight. And let's face it, they came back. Only Tanner Winchester was the starter last year. and I guess Kellen Comendo was too, but, I mean, they graduated five solid seniors, and that was tough to do. They lost a lot of height, and good job for Unitico this year. And it's up to Afton and Harpersville and Unadilla Valley to see whoever can go on from there, you know. So I might be done with the boys a little earlier than I'm used to doing. Sydney, BG not in it. Afton playing in D and on the road tonight. And then if they win, they play the top seed, you know, and on it goes. So UV's stands a chance, and we'll see what else can happen. But that does it for our boys, by and large, for the way I see it anyway. Tomorrow night, though, we start what could be some tremendous girls' games. It'll be Marathon girls coming to Sydney to take on the Lady Warriors, who just keep seeming to surprise us all with some of their comebacks and some of their crazy antics on the court with overtime win. They had an overtime win against Unadilla Valley last week to get third place. I watched that game without broadcasting it, and it really was a crazy game. And, well, you know, maybe that sets the tone for future seasons with Coach Brad Aldridge and his Lady Warriors. But we'll be there for a 7 o'clock game, 6:45, with the Chambers and O'Hara Auto Center tip-off show, 6:45, like I said, and we'll have updates as best we can of the Harpersville game and the Bainbridge-Guilford game and maybe the UV game. Anything else we can touch out to and get text for me, we'll make that happen. So Unadilla Valley did get the win tonight against Cander, and they will go on, just for the record here, they will go on and play the third-seeded Newfield team out there at 15-1. And that game will be on Friday night at 7 o'clock. Good luck to Coach Matt Osborne and his MAC champion Unadilla Valley Storm. Thanks again to Joe Gardner. Can you tell my voice a little raspy from three games on Saturday? Yeah, I'm ready to give it a rest. So, all right, we'll say goodbye. The final score once again, Marathon upending Unitigo. The 9 seed beats the 8 seed tonight in the first round of Class C boys, 74-60. For WCDO Radio Sports, I'm Greg Davey. Have a great night.